time to talk a little bit of cricket. We're joined by one of the stars for the Victorian Sheffield Shield side and Scotty Boland. Good morning to you, Scott.
Good morning.
Hey, mate, you must be looking forward to getting over there to the Wacker after what happened in that first Shield match.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully we get over there has a bit more pace and bounce when we saw the junction, and hopefully the bowlers can take some wickets and just not have a run fest like we did last week.
How did you pull up after that first Shield match against South Australia?
Body's all fine, just a little bit weary in the legs, standing up for the best part of 2.5 days. So I think all the cricks are fairly similar. So I think, yeah, once we get off the plane over to Perth, I think we'll be ready to go.
Scotty, you had such a wonderful season last year and you're rewarded with that with the tour with the A-side over in England. You're really looking forward to continuing that on this season?
Yeah, absolutely. I think with our squad of fast bowlers in Victoria, there's always competition for spots. So I think it's healthy within our fast bowling group, and then, yeah, that makes for good cricket for us, and we always put up a really strong side. So, yeah, hoping to continue that, and hopefully we continue winning some Shield games.
Heading over to Western Australia, you're taking on a side that's got a star-studded lineup. Unfortunately for Mitch Marsh, who just lost his temper, and we've all done that, mate. I'm telling you, when I made a duck in club cricket, I smashed my bat a couple of times, but poor old Mitch put his fist through the wall and broke his hand. Have you been in contact with Mitch since then?
No, I haven't. But, yeah, obviously it's unfortunate for him, but it's obviously unfortunate for them as a team as well. It would make it a bit better for us. We don't have to bowl to him. They could bring someone else into his sport.
They've got so many top-class batsmen in their top six, but Shaun Marsh is probably the most dangerous. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, definitely. He's obviously made a lot of runs in his career for a long time. So I think him, Marcus Thorne is in the middle order, and Josh Felipe as well. So they've got a lot of power there. They can score really quickly. So, yeah, we'll have to be at the top of our game.
Of course, Bancroft at the top of the order. We all know the Wacker's a unique pitch here in Australia. What's the secret of bowling well on that surface?
I think you just have to bowl sort of probably 2 foot forward than you would, especially the junction for us anyway. So I think if we can get our head around that, trying to make them just play a forward defence, I think sometimes you can get a bit carried away with trying to bowl fast and seeing the ball fly through over there. So I think we've had a lot of success at in the last 5 or 6 years in the Shield cricket. So I think we're all looking to get over there and see the ball flying through.
And there's so much up for grabs for the Victorian side as well. It's so competitive just to get a game for Victoria. We're in a strong spot at the moment with the depth that we have in this state. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's spot on. Well, from our Shield finals team last year, we've got Matt Short, who missed our last game, and then Travis Dean, who captained our side last year, he's also missing out with a couple of the Australian guys we've got back in. So, we've got obviously a really well-rounded squad. We've got some good quicks. We've got probably the best spinner in the Shield comp in John Holland, and then our top six with Hanscom, Harris, Maddinson, Maxwell, Fizz, Pekowski is pretty strong. So, we're pretty confident going to this week.
Does James Patterson rate himself as a wonderful off-spinner?
Well, I think he's a very good fast bowler compared to what he is an off-spinner. I think the boys were joking around when he was having a bowl, but he's got a pretty handy cricket ball up his sleeve.
I love Jimmy Patterson. And what I love about James, I love watching sport where we can be entertained. And I'll tell you what, when he got that first wicket on that flat pitch the other day and celebrated like he scored the winning goal for Australia in the Soccer World Cup, it was something else. Does he have to pay a fine for those kind of celebrations? Because if he does, I'll pay for it.
No, definitely not. We encourage him. We love him. Getting really pumped up and excited and getting us up and about and off to a great start with the ball. So someone like him, he made the 190 overs in the field for the other day, seem a bit quicker with his just constant joking around in the field and singing songs and carrying on. So that was good.
What kind of songs does he sing on the ground?
He just sort of makes them up.
Yeah,
as he's going. So I think he might have got a bit bored last week, and it kept us entertained.
It sounds like he's been inspired, and maybe his mentor is one of our great friends here on RSN Central, the Big Duke, Johnny Hastings. Would I be right in saying that?
Yeah, definitely. They're pretty close mates. So I think James would have grown up a lot with Hasto, and obviously they're still really close now. So they've been contact with each other all the time.
Scotty, you go and dominate against Western Australia, get plenty of wickets. You're knocking on the door, mate, for that baggy green once again. So we appreciate your time here on RSN Central and knock them over in the West.
Thank you very much.
There's Scotty Bowl and the Victorian fast bowler. Of course, they play Western Australia. That Shield match starts on Friday. And just having a quick look at the market there, I'm backing in the Vics here to bounce back and defeat Western Australia. At the moment, they're $1.75 Western Australia. The Vics at $2.05. Tasmania $2.50 against New South Wales at $1.50. And Queensland $1.55. South Australia $2.40. This is RSN Central brought to you by The Tab. It's time for a quick break. On the other side of it, we'll be heading over to the UK to catch up with Matty Chapman.